Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It's been another hectic week here on the ranch. We're still running the irrigation well and moving the electric fence for two groups of cattle, trying to stretch out the remaining grass as many days as we can. We're hoping for an early harvest this year. Usually an early corn harvest is not a big deal to cowboys, but from what I hear, in the fall of the year, farmers often hurry. A race to win, get the harvest in, or contend with nature's fury. The trucks with fuel to help well-schooled, they would soon be on their way. But a dog with the habit of chasing rabbits soon sent all plans astray. The end of a chase found the rabbit in place in a pipe used for irrigation. The dog raised a fuss, and the farmer did cuss this unneeded irritation. It should be stated this pipe was gated on said gates the dog did chew, much to the alarm of the man with the farm and his harvest crew. "Get the rabbit out," the farmer did shout. Distressed by this delay, the combine was running, the engine a-gun, and they must be on their way. With a bar they did bang, and them rabbit ears rang as he stayed fast in his retreat. This raised farmer's ire, then piqued his desire to loose rabbit from his seat. The next laid plan involved a gasoline can, emptied into the pipe through a gate. It was hoped the strong smell would bend Bunny's will and dismiss him before it got late. There is no persuading a rabbit evading the jaws of a slobbering hound. Though the smell was a fright, that bunny sat tight until the farmer's new plan was found. In this man's defense, a thought might make sense when spawned in the heat of a battle. But when it's carried out, it would not make you doubt that his head could be used for a rattle. The plan that did hatch involved a match dropped in through a hole in the pipe. As the match left his hand, he would soon understand the problem with a plot of this type. 'Cause it was up, up, and away as Bunny Flambé from the end of the pipe was a-leaving, while a fumigated hound with nose singed all around gave up on roast rabbit retrieving. But farmer and crew down the bunny trail flew, stomping fires like Smokey the Bear, shouting colorful names while extinguishing flames ignited by smoldering hair. The rest of the day spent wondering where Thumper went. Would he hole up in Machine Shed or barn? And it wasn't no joke when asked, "Do you smell smoke as we come to the end of our yarn?" The moral of my tale, you'll find without fail, may save you from much grief and worry. Always beware of singeing your hair when lighting your pipe in a hurry. I am praying for a safe harvest this year and realize that fires are no laughing matter. I even purchased a fire extinguisher for the baler to be on the safe side as we finish up this haying season. I thought about just buying more insurance, but as old as my equipment is, the $500 deductible is more than the equipment value. Like the old sergeant on Hill Street Blues used to say, be careful out there. This coming week, I'm hoping to meet some homegrown listeners and make some new friends in the Belleville, Kansas area. I'll be part of a cowboy poetry gathering taking place at the Blair Theater in Belleville on Friday, August 31st. I'll be joined by Concordia's Man of Steel, Dan Stelic, and the Rolodex of Western Rhyme, Charlie Hansen, along with a couple of yet-to-be-announced performers. The good news is that the local hay company is helping to sponsor my trip by paying me in hay. The bad news is that I'll be able to haul my entire payment home in the trunk of my car. The show gets started at 7 this coming Friday, August 31st, at the historic Blair Theater in Belleville, Kansas. Tickets are $10 at the door, or one small square bale of either grass or alfalfa weighing at least 125 pounds. just kidding about the hay. Hoping that it's raining at your place, that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.